glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Say, here is a good verse to learn.
Say, if you want a car that's fast, why try some of this long shot gas? Just put 3 gallons in your car and you'll be fast right where you are.
Well, that's all excitement, Sam.
Oh, yeah, howdy, Mr. Spot.
Howdy.
Why, Hector here has just been trying out his new campaign.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
And it's pretty dad darn good, too.
Yes, yeah, sure, it's right pretty. Sing it again, Hector.
Yeah, I can't remember
the first verse I ever wrote of the song.
Yes, let's hear it.
Oh, Hector Smith, a smart galoot, his slogan is a two-pack suit. In every pocket, lots of jack. Now, that's how he'll bring good times back.
Now, let's have
a little just a little bit of it as it come up now. Don't be afraid to try.
You sing with us, Mr. Bob.
Let's go here.
He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Well, say, that ain't bad, boys.
That's fine. Well, come on down to the barbershop and sing that to the boys, will you?
You mean that? I can take it down and sing
it? Yeah, bring it on down.
Sure. Gee, I sure will. Thank you very much.
Come on.
Well, sit on, Mr. Bob.
Sit on, Hector.
Well, tell you, Eb, I reckon we might as well get that crate unpacked and carry the stuff in the store.
Nice job. Every time I look at that crazy stuff, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
We ordered a swimming suit for Hortense Schultzenheimer, and what do we get? A dad-darn diver suit.
Yes, and it's just on account of that we've lost Schultzenheimer's trade for good.
Well, I don't give a darn about Schultzenheimer's trade. Old man Schultzenheimer's a danged old crab.
Yeah.
Balling me and you out just because the general supply company made a mistake.
Yes.
I got a good notion not to vote for him, neither.
Well.
But what I was going to say, if I was you, Zeb, I'd write that there General Supply Company a darn sizzling letter.
Well, by cracky, I will. Yeah. I'll write them right away, I will. And get a move on and grab an armload of stuff out of the crate here.
Well, why don't you grab an armload?
Never mind about me. I'm taking the diving suit. Come on, get the stuff inside the store.
Oh, dagnabbit. Hey, wait a second there. Hold the door open for me, will you?
Well, come on. Hold it, Jim. Hold it open all day.
Well, what'll I do with this truck?
Well, put the box of cigars there, throw them boxes on the counter there for the time being, and let's see. Well, set the canned goods on the floor. I'll just get at this letter.
He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going. Say, you ain't gonna leave these cans here, are you?
Oh, no, of course not. We'll put them up in the shelves after a bit. Well, here you be, Eb. Look, listen. That ought to burn them up. Listen to this letter.
What's that?
General Supply Company, Gents. Who ordered a girl's swimming suit from you by wire? We did. Who sent us a diver suit instead? You did. Who's the dab darnedest fool that ever drew a breath? Yours truly, Zeb Winterbottom.
Well, ain't your girl to say nothing about them taking it back?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Sure.
Well, P.S. Unless you take back this diver's suit, we ain't going to pay for the same.
Pay for the same as what?
Why, same as this diving suit.
Have we got another diving suit same as that one?
No, of course we ain't, Eb. Pay for same is just a way to end the letter. I'm just using it for clothes.
For what?
Clothes.
You're crazy for using that diving suit for clothes. People laugh at you.
I don't mean clothes for wearing. I mean close the door.
What? Say?
Close the door.
Well, the door is closed, you darn fool.
Oh, I know it is. I didn't actually tell you to close it.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't. I just told you that so you'd know what I'm saying in the letter.
You mean you're telling the General Supply Company to close the door?
No, now wait a minute, Eb. You're getting all mixed up again. Now listen, the idea is this. There's two kinds of clothes.
Sure, I know it. Sunday and every day.
Yes, but when I say clothes, I don't mean clothes.
And then what in tarnation do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean clothes.
Nice, Eb. You talk like a crazy fella. The darn letter don't even make sense.
Huh?
I can write a better letter myself.
Is that so? Well, then you just hop to her. Go ahead and write it.
Well, don't rush me. You just put down what I say. Put down a P.S.
Well, I already got down a P.S.
Put down another one. Put down another one. They don't cost nothing.
Yeah.
P.S. We wired you for a swimming suit, and instead of that, you sent us a diving suit for Hortense Schultzenheimer.
No, no, you're wrong. The diving suit ain't for Hortense. It ain't for nobody. We're going to make them take it back.
Jack Nabbit, put down the... We wired for Hortense Schultzenheimer.
We didn't wire for her. We wired for a swimming suit. A swimming suit.
We wired a swimming suit for Hortense Schultzenheimer.
Fur a suit. Fur a suit. Fur, fur.
We hired a fur suit.
No, hired a fire suit. I mean them
suit of fur wire.
No, you're wrong. You hired a wire for...
Oh, Dad, that concerns you, Zeb. You keep out of there.
Yeah.
Put down what I say. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Put down another P.S.
All right, all right. You know it all, don't you?
God dang it. P.S. In the crate of goods you
not
sent
too fast,
us.
Not too fast.
In the crate of goods you sent us, the order for Hortense Schultzenheimer was wrong.
Yeah.
We are in a mess because you sent us a diving suit, and we got to get out of it. There you be.
Hmm. You left out the most important part.
I didn't.
You did?
I didn't.
Yes, you did. How about telling them they got to take it back?
Well, I'm just coming to that.
Yeah.
You got to take them back.
Yes, but wait, wait. They don't need to take all the orders back. Just the ones. We're going to keep the rest.
All right. I'm coming to that.
Yeah.
You got to take Hartnett Schultzenheimer's back. We'll keep the rest.
Yes, but... howdy, Mr. Vestry. Howdy.
What is this on the counter here? A new shipment of cigars? Yeah. Hey, well, send me a box, and if they are any good, I will send you a check.
You send us the check, and if it's any good, we'll send you a cigar.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll just take a handful right now, for a sample.
Take, hold on there. Hold on.
Did you say something?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, I said, hold on to the box. You're liable to drop it.
Hey, you, where are you going?
You mean me?
Yeah, I mean you.
Well, I was just going in the back room to... take a nap, you see. See, I was awake all last night.
You were awake, huh?
Yes, yes. You see, Mr. Vestry, sometimes Eb just can't seem to get to sleep.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you try counting sheep when you can't sleep?
I'd look down silly going out in my nightshirt and counting sheep in the middle of the night.
You don't go out and count them. You count them in your room.
I can't do that neither. The landlord don't allow no animals in the house.
Listen, I'm talking about counting sheep so you will go to sleep. If you want to go to sleep, you add up sheep.
Yes, Eb. When you want to get to sleep, you add sheep. And when you want to stay awake, you subtract them.
No, you don't.
No?
Listen, I got no time to stand around here talking to you saps about sheep.
Well, come in sometime when you have, Mr. Vestry.
Yeah.
So long.
So long, Mr. Vestry.
Now, wait a minute. Don't try to give me the runaround.
How's that?
You heard me, the runaround.
Run around with what?
Run around with the sheep, Ed. You see, Mr. Vestry...
Leave the sheep out of this. Leave the sheep out.
Why, did somebody leave the sheep out?
Say, I am not talking about sheep.
Yes, you are, Mr. Vestry. That's all you've been talking about since you
now
came...
Now, you shut up. Now, listen, you two saps. Did the Connoisseur of Air come in here the other day and ask you to contribute $10 to the Young People's Club?
Well, yes, she did. She told us all about hunting wild elephants, too. Say, did you ever hunt any big game, Mr. Vestry?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Why, certainly. I hunt big game up at the North Pole.
Up at the North Pole, eh?
Yes, up at the North Pole. Well, you know, one night, I hear something owling right outside of my cabin.
Couple of polecats?
Yeah, a couple of polecats. No, I didn't hear a couple of polecats. What is...
You don't have to hear him.
No. Well, I pick up my gun. I run to the door and I fire. And there, right in front of the door, lay a dead polar bear.
Well, how long had it been dead?
I mean, I shot
him. You know, Mr. Vestry, my grandfather hunted bears up there, too.
Good shot, he was.
Yes. One day, a big polar bear come after him. He started to load his gun, and that ding it, he wasn't out of bullets. Yes, sir. Oh, he was in a bad spot. Cornered. The bear coming after him, and no bullets. The sweat just stood out on the drops in his face.
Well, what did he do, huh?
Well, it was so darn cold up there that the drops of sweat froze, and he used them for bullets and shot the bag.
Say, listen. Now, come on now. I came here to collect that money from the Young People's Club. I want $10 from you, Bert.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to give it to you.
You ain't, huh? Say, you give me that 10 or I beat you to a jelly. You get me? I beat you to a jelly.
What flavor?
Hey, that's enough of that now. Give me that 10. Give it to me.
Take your hands off me. Dang, you let loose my arm.
Give me that.
Here. Take that
dang
money.
Now, and I want a 10 spot from you, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here you be, Mr. Bestie. I was aiming to give it to you right along.
Well, okay now. Don't you try to get funny with we anymore. I'm getting big chance on my way. What do you
mean, Zeb? Dad, darn that fella. You know, Zeb, some of these days, he's going to get a mite too far. And then watch out, because I'm going to lose my temper.